Today, we're bringing you another story from the San Quentin Prison Report, KALW's collaboration with inmates from California's oldest prison.
SQPR is a media collective of prisoners and volunteers from the community working together to give voice to personal growth, social transformation, and restorative justice.
The effects of incarceration extend far past the person serving time. The most recent data shows over half of the nation's inmates are parents to children under age 18. It's more than 1.5 million kids across the country who have at least one parent in prison. Maintaining a relationship with your kids while in prison is difficult. Phone calls are almost prohibitively expensive. A 30-minute call can cost $30, and family visits can be tough for inmates imprisoned far from home. As Troy Williams reports in this story, some kids will go to extremes to have a relationship with their parent in prison. And a heads up as you're listening, the Media Lab at San Quentin is in the old laundry facilities, and every so often, the pipes make noises that you'll hear. Here's Troy.
Ron Everett has been incarcerated almost 31 years. Everett was arrested soon after the birth of his son, and their relationship became estranged over time.
When I first got incarcerated, he was 2 months old. I talked to him frequently between the ages of 3 and 5, and his mother passed away of a rare blood disease when he was 5 years old.
After she died, Everett lost contact with his son. It wasn't until 20 years later they ended up serving time at the same prison.
It was kind of strange because we was on the same facility, passing each other, and had no knowledge of him being there or me.
Everett didn't even know what his son looked like, not having seen him since his child was 2. But his son heard rumors that his dad was in solitary confinement.
He heard that I was in the hole, a rumor, and got into a altercation to get to the hole to be my cellie, to see me.
But it wasn't just an altercation. Everett's son initiated a race riot in order to get put in the hole and meet his father for the first time. They spent his 21st birthday as cellmates.
Yeah, he went to them extremes just to see, well, actually meet me. So we became cellies from 2003 to 2008.
And that's how father and son began to develop a relationship.
It was beautiful for me in a way, and it was kind of strange because there was a lot of questions that he had because he was only getting rumors on one side, and that was his family, not mine. He had questions about his mother that he didn't get to talk to because he passed away when he was 5. So I kind of, kept it 100 with him about how important family is and what you're doing is what I did. And through whatever we got us there, we need to break the chain.
They stayed up at night talking and eventually built a bond. But Everett says there was a communication gap for a while, given that his son was so attached to his gang affiliation.
It was all about the hood and the homies. Nothing else mattered.
Everett also expressed what he found to be most challenging about being a father in prison.
What I find really challenging is being respected, because I'm here, I've been here, and I'm trying to tell him something. And when it comes to serious things or pointing something out, it's, well, how are you telling me? You're in prison. So basically, I kept it on why I got here and the same thing I done, you're doing now, right? So, and he understood. So he told me one night, which was kind of ironic, was I feel complete now because I had the opportunity to meet you. And that really touched me emotionally.
It touched him deeply, but it also brought up regrets for not having been there when his son was a child.
When he turned 18, he was riding by 91 Freeway. And by him being affiliated with the Crips, his car was shot upon. And an AK-47 went through the trunk, through the back seat, and hit him on the passenger side, through the seat, and knocked out his right lung.
But Everett didn't know anything about the hardships of his son's life until one strange encounter as a cellmate.
while I was laying down one night after coming from the showers, I noticed his scars. And that was a part of him growing up by himself, without his mom, would be being in prison and just being with his grand folks on the street. So he's pretty much raised himself in the streets.
Everett learned the importance of fatherhood.
What I learned is that we're essential in the household. And without the man being in the family, all that comes into play. The streets, the homies, the violence. The guy just needs to be there, well, either in or out. And fathers that are confined should do whatever they have to be in their kid's life and talk to them on a regular basis, if possible.
Everett's son was eventually transferred to another prison, so they aren't physically close. But Everett says the 5 years he spent getting to know his son transformed his life.
It changed me to the point that I started loving myself. For a long time, I didn't love myself. It's a growing process because it's new to me. It's not that I came up doing that. I'm almost 60 years old, and I spend most of my life confined. And for guys that have kids that's on the street and they're incarcerated, do what you can to get them, keep them ties and that communication going. Yeah, it's a blessing. Junior, I love you. Be safe. I'll be in contact. And I'll see y'all soon. Love you. Be safe.
Everett is hoping to be released soon, and his first priority will be to get to know his grandkids and make sure to end the cycle of incarceration for his family. This story was based on an interview conducted by Antoine Williams. Troy Williams, reporting for SQPR.